We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on a Tuesday morning, Fat Tuesday, 7:30 now. Cloudy sky, 38 degrees. Today, the big day in New Orleans, it's Mardi Gras.
Welcome to Fat Tuesday, or Mardi Gras, the final day of Carnival in New Orleans, ending the month's worth of revelry with near-daily parades and street fairs. 11 different parades are scheduled today in the New Orleans area, with four specifically in the New Orleans Uptown, like the events held by the Crews of Rex and Zulu. Mardi Gras and Carnival are traditions used to encourage the Catholic faithful to fulfill their partying desires before beginning the Lenten season, which starts tomorrow with Ash Wednesday. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Family, friends, and members of the public bid one last goodbye to Kobe and Gigi Bryant.
Vanessa Bryant says her late husband Kobe was not only her best friend, but also a best friend to their four daughters.
Kobe was the MVP of girl dads, or MVD.
Vanessa addressing a packed house at Staples Center yesterday, taking part in a celebration of life for Kobe and Gianna Bryant, almost a month after they were killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. Hoop stars reflected on Kobe's impact, while others reflected on the future of Gianna in the sport, like WNBA star Diana Taurasi.
It was a look of excitement, a look of belonging, a look of fierce determination.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Kansas man who spent 23 years in prison for a double murder he did not commit was granted more than $1.5 million in compensation under the state's mistaken conviction statute. The Kansas Attorney General's Office says Lamont McIntyre of Kansas City, Kansas, also received a certificate of innocence as part of a resolution of a mistaken conviction lawsuit filed last year. McIntyre was 17 years old in 1994 when he was arrested for the killings of 21-year-old Danielle Quinn and 34-year-old Donald Ewing, even though no physical evidence or motive tied him to the crimes.
The Kansas legislature is looking at the banning of plastic bags and straws, but in a different way than some other states.
The House Commerce Committee has approved a bill that would prevent cities and counties from enacting policies for the next 5 years to either ban single-use plastic products or impose fees on them. Kansas business groups have mobilized to stop the attempt of a few cities to ban single-use plastic bags and straws. The Kansas Chamber of Commerce and groups representing grocers, restaurants, and convenience stores argue that businesses could face a patchwork of local rules. That in turn would raise costs and create headaches for stores with multiple locations.
That's Kansas Information Network's Steve Olinghouse reporting.
And an Iowa man is found guilty in a decades-old killing.
It took jurors about 3 hours to convict 66-year-old Jerry Burns of first-degree murder in the stabbing death of 18-year-old Michelle Martinko on December 19, 1979. Her body was found the next day inside her family's car at a shopping mall in Cedar Rapids. According to testimony, her lungs and aorta were pierced, causing her to lose about a third of her blood. Burns did not testify in his own defense, and his lawyer called only one witness. In Iowa, first-degree murder carries a mandatory term of life in prison. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky, breezy today with some wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. We will have a rain-snow mix at times with a transition to all snow as we go later on into tonight. Our high temperature, 39. We may see about a half inch to an inch across parts of south-central Kansas. Our low 25, and then clearing Wednesday, or high 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 38 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. 7:36 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And this is a story especially for our good friend Ted Woodward, who's done so much public address announcing over the years. An Oklahoma high school basketball game announcer removed after calling the names of the opposing team's players disgusting. The announcer at Newkirk High School said during player introductions before the Friday girls' district tournament finals that the names of the Crooked Oak players are pretty disgusting, but he would try to pronounce them. The man was removed at halftime by the superintendent of schools, who later issued an apology on Facebook to Crooked Oak. He identified the man only as a Newkirk school employee, said he can't discuss any personnel action taken against him. There you go, Ted. The dangers of PA announcing.
That's a bad PA announcer right there.
Obviously lost his job there if he was even being paid for it. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted here on this Tuesday morning, Fat Tuesday. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner with us this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Steve and Ted.
I almost said fat chair, but it's Fat Tuesday, isn't it?
That's right. Hey, Ted, what are you giving up for Lent this year?
I guess I have one day to decide.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was just curious.
All right. Somebody needs to ask the question.
Well, what are you giving up, Mr. Chairman there, sir?
There's a couple of people I think I'm going to give up this year.
Oh, there? Now there's
wow.
You want to name them now? I mean, nobody's listening. Why not?
No, they know who they are. If they're listening, they know who they are.
Okay. Well, it was interesting to see you at the celebration of my good friend Ed Hill's birthday party the other night.
Yeah, Steve, it was great to see you. What a great gathering. You guys have a good group of people. That's really good.
And Ed was at one time kind of an in-law of yours, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was a cousin-in-law. He was a good man in the family, no question.
All right.
Good person.
So what's going on at the county? We've got a meeting tomorrow, I take it, right? It's a county commission?
Yeah, we're going to review our couple of federal issues that relate to the transportation and our mental health stuff and maybe some flooding issues, because there's a couple of commissioners are going to Washington for a national conference, and they'll visit with our federal delegation. And so just to make sure, actually Senator Moran and Congressman Estes have been really, really supportive of stuff in our area, very much so. They do a really good job. So I mean, kind of revisit that.
More specifically, you're talking about flood control, talking about streets, highways. What are you talking about there?
Yeah, you know, there's this massive transportation infrastructure bill that is probably going to be pushed through, and we just like to make sure that Kansas and maybe the North Junction and some of that we're ready to go could be accelerated. Okay. Something like that. And then if there is a flood, you know, there's a lot of flooding last year up in Nebraska and all over. I think they're looking at what do we do to it's really, you know, the rain flooding that was, and we suffered some here down in South Sedgwick County. We just want to make sure if there's something going on that they pay attention and make sure that we're in that game.
Well, yeah, the state legislature, let's talk about them for just a little bit up there in Topeka. Somebody up there has decided that they're going to at least talk about the banning of plastic bags around the state. Do you have any feelings about that, plastic bags?
Oh, I don't really care that much either way, but I do. They do, you know, Topeka's got things they can really work on, and sometimes they kind of venture into telling local communities what they can and can't do, and I struggle with that part of it, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Then, so every time you see one of our state lawmakers, you just start ranting and raving and threatening them with your big fists and so forth, right?
I get along. I get along very well.
Well, you got to, right? It's called politics.
That's right.
And considering, what were they considering, banning fireworks? Or no, allowing sales of fireworks year-round. I don't know how far that got, but what do you think about that, huh?
Well, you know, I don't know. In city council world for 7 years, the firework issue is so emotional for people. You know, you've got the ones that want to shoot them off and wave the flag and all that loving the country and celebrating. Yeah. And then you have others, you know, the aging population and animals and some of that really get bothered by it. So it's one that's every year it elevates itself to more emails and phone calls than most other issues, really.
Are you going to be talking about the budget tomorrow at all? Is that something that just goes on by itself over there on the side, or how's that work?
The budget will be more talk in the coming weeks, not tomorrow. Okay. We did have an en banc. They call it an en banc with the city council last week. That's a joint meeting between the county commission and the Wichita City Council, and public. It was a public, and it's recorded. And anyway, we just accepted a review of that of the status of our mental health coalition that's making progress, and then we also reviewed that combined effort to do an integrated care team. It's a little red SUV that goes around with a officer and a healthcare worker, and that really is that's really good because they can determine if a person can be treated right there, maybe save them from going to jail, save them from going to an emergency room if they just need some help, and that's proven to be a kind of a worthy cause.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and I think it's been working
right.
Too.
Of course, Mayor Whipple added Michael O'Donnell as a subpoena to that case. Was there any tension in that room in the en banc last week?
You know, there was not. I was concerned about that, but no, there was not. You know, they know each other for years, and so I was kind of wondering, but no, they very respectful and very cordial. So,
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being with us. Anything you want to add here on Fat Tuesday?
Well, good luck. Have a great Lent, and I look forward to hearing what you're going to give up.
So. Oh, I've already fired off a strongly worded email to you concerning fireworks. So look for that in your inbox.
There you go.
Okay. Are you going to give up fireworks for Lent?
Maybe I will.
For Lent, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner with us here on a Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted, 7:43. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, a change of leadership at a Wichita bank, family-owned bank. Okay. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.